こんにちは、海外在住バックパッカーのまいです。今ですね、旅行1年間の旅行のプランをね、いろいろ夫と相談するシーンが多いんですが、昨夜もですね、ちょっと会話を吹き込んでみました。餃子をね、蒸している間の20分間にちょっと旅行の話をしまして、録音してみたので、それをシェアしておきたいと思います。すべて英語なんですけれども、かなりいろんな国とか、都市の名前が出てきます。一応ね、分かりにくいかなと思ったので、注釈みたいなものと、スクリプトも作ってみましたので、もしよければそちらの方を参考にしながら見て、聞いてみてください。あと、旅行に興味がある方はですねもしよければですね、世界地図をお手元にご用意の上聞いていただいた方が分かりやすいかなと思います。はい、というわけで、スクリプトの方はブログの方で、ちょっと長いんですよね、長いのでブログの方に、公開しています。リンクを詳細欄に貼っていますので、そちらの方から見てみてください。Yeah, so what is the plan, roughly?
Roughly?
Roughly, yeah, for now. So we are going to England at first.
I think we should go there for a few days, yeah.
And then,
there's a couple of options. I think the big thing is the weather. So it depends on what time we get away, because it's starting to get cooler. So it would be nice in a way to go to visit my nephew John in Munich before going to Turkey. But if not, then maybe we just get a cheap flight from London to Istanbul. Spend a bit of time.
But the other time it will be Oktoberfest or something, beer festival, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Oktoberfest finishes on October the 3rd, I think. So maybe it's not the best time. So it's definitely not a good idea for us to go during Oktoberfest. It's like full of tourists, awful place.
No, I don't think so.
No. So then maybe it's better just to fly. I know John is really keen for us to go and see him in Munich. He sent another message today saying,
really?
Yeah, I hope
after England.
Well, he said, I hope you can come sometime during the year off to Munich.
Yeah, we can come back to Europe.
Yeah, of course. And he was saying about how he went to this whiskey distillery on a bus with a load of mates yesterday, which is just outside, and it was very nice, and he'd like to take us there. And of course, there's lots of really nice beer in Munich, like really, really good places. Like, I enjoyed it when I went there last time.
Yeah,
it's good, really good beer, really good beer. Anyway, so maybe we'll put Munich back a bit. So then fly into Istanbul. There's lots of cheap flights, I think, probably with Pegasus Airlines, probably from Stansted, which is the airport, which is close to where my brother and his wife live. It's half an hour away from Cambridge. So we could fly. We could probably fly with them. Pegasus. They're not so expensive.
Is a low cost carrier.
It's kind of. It's not a super low cost carrier, and it's not completely crazy. So you can take carry on. And I actually think for a lot of the cheap tickets, they still let you you can still check a bag. Anyway, we're not going to have a bag to check.
No.
So we fly into Istanbul, spend a bit of time there, then look to take one of their Turkish high-speed trains to Konya, which is a few hours away, which is a very conservative city, which I visited a couple of times. And in fact, I was lucky to have been there in December 25 years ago, and there were absolutely no tourists there then, but it's a very famous time of the year. It's only 3 days of the year. At that time, there's only 3 days of the year where the Mevlana perform, the whirling dervishes perform.
What's that?
These are like dervishes, people who wear long flowing robes, and they spin and they get themselves into a trance. But anyway, Konya is a very conservative city, but they've got some interesting things to see there. Maybe from there we can take a bus or train down to the Mediterranean, just the end bit of the Mediterranean, which is going to be a place maybe called Silifke, and then go to visit Kiskalesi, which is Maiden's Castle in English. which is a castle in the sea. Maybe if we were there, we could still go swimming. I think it'll still be warm enough to go swimming there.
Okay.
That part of the Mediterranean. Yeah, and then maybe go a little bit further along the coast and inland a bit to a city called Adana, which is Turkey's fourth biggest city. That's where my brother used to live, and I believe his old mate is still there, Alpaz Lambe, and maybe contact him. In fact, in Istanbul, maybe contact his sons, because I think one of his sons lives in Istanbul. So it could be kind of fun. About 10 years ago, I was supposed to be going to Afghanistan from Georgia for work, and I was supposed to stop in Istanbul, and I was going to visit, I actually got in contact, so I was going to visit Baybaz, who's this guy's name.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe contact them, and then up to maybe Cappadocia, across to Kayseri, and then take the train to the eastern part of Turkey, visit a town called Ani, which is a ruined city on the Armenian border. Years ago, that when I first went there, that was on the other side. It was the Soviet Union. Now is Armenia, which is still Armenia. It was Armenia then, but it's no longer the Soviet Union. And then maybe go in from in there, go into Georgia, maybe into Armenia for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Although the weather is the factor. It's not the best time of the year to go there. You can't do lots of things.
Can be too cold.
Well, the weather, I think, like, you can't go into the mountains very easily, maybe.
Oh.
But like in the towns, it should be okay.
Okay.
So that could be a start of the trip. Some ideas depends on the weather and how we feel.
Yeah. And you say we may go back to Gulf.
Maybe try and go to Oman. I was looking at different flight options and things. Try and go and see my sister. You've been to Oman before, but I have not.
I have.
So would you like to go again?
Yeah.
What's really bad about it is it's very expensive to get to. It's only like an hour from Dubai.
To get to Oman.
Yeah.
But I took a bus from Dubai.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure the bus is running at the moment because of COVID.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. We just get a flight into Dubai because from Armenia, Wizz Air, which is a low-cost carrier, flies from Yerevan, which is the capital of Armenia, to Dubai. I've been looking at all different other options, you know, flight. There's also possible flights into Beirut, but they're really expensive from Armenia. Anyway, there's so many things.
Mm.
It's a bit of a nuisance having to fly, but anyway.
Mm.
That could be a good start.
Yeah. And then
see how time is. And like, I think the big thing is like what the situation is with our health insurance card, etc.
Of course.
That's a kind of a factor.
Yeah.
Because if not, then maybe we just go to Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
The other interesting thing is, so I don't know whether you know, but Scoot Air, you remember we took Scoot Air? We took him from Bangkok to Osaka one time, didn't we? Christmas time, New Year. Yeah, they fly from Athens to Singapore.
Oh, really?
$400 Canadian one way.
It's quite far, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. 11 hours, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's 11 hours. It's
Athens to Singapore.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that. I mean, if we're in the Gulf, then it'd be easy to fly from Dubai to Bangkok. Or, you know, the other thing I was thinking, which could be fun, we could also go to India and then to Nepal. Because you know the thing with the Gulf is you've got loads of cheap flights to India and Nepal because there's all the migrant workers in the Gulf.
Mm. But Nepal will be cold, isn't it?
It's like November time is quite cold, but the days are beautiful. It's the best, in terms of like clarity, like for the views, October, November, December, I think it are beautiful, but yeah, cooler.
Cooler.
Yeah.
Not cold.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, India, it's a good time to go to India. Weather in India is very nice. Most parts of India at that time is very nice.
Hmm.
Apart from It gets, well, if you, not actually, it's true, not true. Up in the north, like around Delhi, is not great because it gets all smoggy and chilly and that, but lots of India is very good. I've been to India in December before January, and it's very nice.
Mm-hmm. I think you said about Bangladesh as well.
Yeah, Bangladesh could be interesting. I quite like the idea of going to Bangladesh again.
Yeah. Did you research? Is it complicated to get in?
I can't remember the old visa thing. I think it's visa on arrival.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Mm. Yeah. I like Bangladesh. People are really friendly, and it's kind of more relaxed than India, I found it.
Hmm. Yeah, India is a big country, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah, it's a continent.
Yeah.
Huge. Huge. So yeah, we could wait, we could see how we go. Yeah, we could see. It'd be nice just to be able to decide as we go along.
Yeah.
Not have too many plans.
Yeah.
The only risky part is obviously the start of the trip, it is quite cold. It's not like the weather is like autumn in most of those countries.
Mm.
Which means it's not necessarily going to be that warm.
Mm.
And of course we won't be travelling with a lot of clothes.
Mm.
But anyway, we can see. I'm sure we can manage. It's not a major thing.
So are you is there any possibility to go back to Europe? Not only Germany.
Oh, next year you mean?
Eh?
You mean this year or next year?
This year or next year.
Well, this year.
During a week. During a year.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. But the only thing is, at the moment, it's not a great time traveling Europe in like November.
Yeah, I know. I'm not.
It's cold and wet and horrible.
I'm not meaning
in most places.
That.
No, I think so, yeah. I think that would be the good thing to do, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think the best time to go though is kind of like probably
spring,
May, June time, yeah. May, just before the holiday, before people start taking their holidays. And before it gets really busy.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. How about Israel? Or is it boring?
I don't know. I've never been there, so I can't really comment.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, yeah. You have never thought?
I'm not completely convinced that I want to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Maybe. Hmm. I'd like to go pretty much everywhere. Yeah, I would like to go in a way, but just some parts of the kind of like the political thing I'm not really that happy about.
Mm. Oh yeah, sure. Mm.
So there's lots of options.
Yeah. And have you ever thought about money?
Money?
Yeah. Do you have any...
God, yeah, we have to be careful with money.
Or
yeah.
How do you deal with the...
How do we deal with it?
I don't know. That's the... Because a year is long, isn't
it? Yeah.
And then in some countries or places, you must have some cash with us.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, you mean how much cash we take with us or how much money we need for the year? What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you think about the budget?
How much money
do you...
I don't know if you thought about
the budget.
Are
you going to...
Depends on where
ready
we go.
To spend
depends
per,
on we,
per day.
Depends on where we go.
I think how much, how often, and how we travel as well.
Well, I think we normally travel... Well, I think we normally travel in a way which is kind of like more or less the most economical, which is not crazy. And staying in like okay places.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you spend all the time in Southeast Asia, then you're going to spend less money than if you go to lots of other parts of the world, like Europe, for example. It's like much more expensive.
Yeah.
Much more expensive.
Yeah.
So maybe that's an opportunity for you to do a little bit of research in terms of identifying how much you think it costs to go to some of these places. I have an idea about how much it costs to go to most of the places.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, like Turkey, for example, you can get like good rooms for $30, $40.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it for less than that, probably.
Yeah, I think Asia, Southeast Asia is kind of cheapest,
yeah,
isn't it?
food especially.
I don't know about the South America.
South America is not especially cheap. Argentina is reasonable at the moment because their currency is in a mess.
Oh.
But at the moment, I'm sure they're going to adjust that. But yeah, South America is not really not cheap cheap like Asia, Southeast Asia, or even North Asia.
Europe is not cheap either.
Europe's the most expensive part.
I remember Oman, it was not cheap at all.
No, won't be.
No.
Not planning to go to Oman for a long time though, just a few
days. No.
I don't think we'd have to stay, spend any money on accommodation. So.
No.
We've got to go to Japan as well once it gets opened.
Yeah, if they open.
Yeah, so that can affect the whole. That can affect the trip because maybe we'll be in Turkey, and they say, "Oh yeah, Japan's open." Then maybe we go to Japan.
Yeah, possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, we've got points on Aeroplan. We've got points on Delta, which is Delta KLM Air France.
Yeah.
That's so we got Star Alliance. We got. The one team, Sky team, and then we've got British Airways Executive, which is another thing. So we've got points on all of those things. We've got 200,000 on Aeroplan. I think I've got 180,000 on the British Airways one, which you know, whatever that Alliance is called, I can't remember what it's called. And then Sky team, we've got 90,000. So we can use some of those sometimes if it works out more economical.
Yeah, for flight.
Yeah,
sure. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. はい、というわけで、今回の会話は以上になります。大体そうですね、多分ね、今のところのラフな計画だけなんですけど、まあでも最初の段階はですね、彼が言ってたような感じの雰囲気になるんじゃないかなと思います。でもちろんまだまだこれからね、変更の余地があるので、またその旅に出てからも変更が起こるでしょうし、まあ、その都度いろんな会話とかがもし、発生すればですね、そういうこともシェアしていきたいと思ってるんですが、一つだけですね、ヘルスインシュランスという言葉が出てきたと思うんですが、そこがねちょっと前提となっている事実を知らない方は分かりにくかったと思うんですが、ヘルスインシュランスというのはケベック州の私のですね健康保険のことを言ってまして、私の健康保険がですね今年の12月で期限切れになるんですね。有効期限切れになるんですね。で、5年ごとに1回の更新が必要なんですが、その今回、今年がですね、その5年に1回の年に当たっています。ちょっとね、運が悪いといえば運が悪いんですけれども、で、その更新の時にですね、本人が事務所というかね、その取り扱いのところに、政府のところに出向いて面接を受けたりだとか、いろいろ手続きをしなくてはいけないんで、その12月のその時点で、ここにいないと、ケベックにいないとですね、その更新が難しくなるかもしれないということで、その保険証の更新手続き次第では、予定のを変更して12月にもう一旦カナダに戻ってくるということがあるかも、その必要があるかもしれないというね、そういう話が前提になってます。はい、この辺ちょっとね、ご存じないと分かりにくい、意味が取りにくいかなと思ったので、一応補足として説明しておきます。というわけで今回は以上になります。最後まで聞いてくださってありがとうございました。また次回お楽しみに。